Welcome everyone to webinar here at the serviceparty.org webinar. Today we delve into the nuances of the employee-employer relationship, especially as it relates to those of you working in the Transportation Network Vehicle Service or TNVS sector. This topic has gained significant relevance recently, particularly in light of the legal case involving Foodpanda Philippines riders. Our goal is to explore why these workers, possibly including many of you here today, are considered employees rather than independent contractors, and the broad implications this classification carries. Let's begin by establishing what underpins the labor market, the employee-employer relationship. This relationship is defined by a legally binding agreement where you, as the employee, agree to perform work under the guidance and control of another party, your employer, in exchange for compensation. This agreement is the cornerstone of modern labor laws and plays a critical role in defining your rights, responsibilities, and protections in the workplace. In light of the Foodpanda Philippines case, let's consider the elements of the employee-employer relationship and how they apply to this particular scenario, particularly for TNVS riders. The first element, control, refers to the degree of authority an employer has over the work of an employee. In the Foodpanda case, the NLRC found that Foodpanda exercised significant control over its riders. This control was evident in the way Foodpanda designed and managed the scheduling of work, utilized a rating system, evaluated the weekly performance of riders, and monitored their activities through online data and GPS systems. This degree of control is a strong indication of an employer-employee relationship. The second element is remuneration, the compensation paid to an employee. In this case, the NLRC observed that the service fees received by Foodpanda riders were essentially salaries or wages for their work. The fact that riders received compensation from Foodpanda for their services further solidified their status as employees rather than independent contractors. Mutuality of obligation is the third element where both employer and employee have reciprocal commitments. In the case of Foodpanda, there was a clear obligation on the part of the company to provide work to the riders and for the riders in turn to perform the work provided. The existence of this mutual obligation further supports the classification of the riders as employees. The fourth element, power of dismissal, pertains to the employer's authority to terminate the employment. Foodpanda's decision to suspend riders from its platform for 10 years was a pivotal factor in the NLRC's decision. This action was seen as a disciplinary measure indicative of Foodpanda's power to dismiss or discipline its riders, aligning with the characteristics of an employer-employee relationship. These elements collectively shape not just the legal framework, but also the economic and social dynamics of the workplace. They affect everything from how resources are allocated in the labor market to job satisfaction and the balance between your work and personal life.